Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Piyush Mehta, Chief Human Resource Officer at Genpact. Now, it's been 16 months since corporate professionals have been working remotely due to the COVID-19 pandemic. With the vaccination process picking up pace, some workplaces have slowly resumed physical offices, though not at 100% capacity. So what is the real future? Is it a hybrid workplace? Is it work from home? Or is it work from anywhere? Let us find out from him. Hello, Mr. Piyush Mehta. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Saraswati. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure talking to you and sharing our views with Money Control.
First of all, coming to the future of work. So a lot of us, of course, are talking about work from home, work from anywhere, while hybrid sort of a workplace is, I believe, something that's being preferred by both employers and employees. So is hybrid work setting, the new future that we're looking at?
Absolutely, yes. Look, the way we see it, two things have happened. The pandemic has caused an at-scale shift to hybrid work. And an acceleration of digitization and automation to meet these changing individual and organizational needs. So the answer is absolutely yes. As to where an organization settles on the continuum of hybrid is, I think, something that individual organizations will need to take a call on for themselves. But clearly, it's also created significant changes on how employees interact and work together. It's created significant changes in expectations from the new workplace and from the new employers. And most importantly, it's underscored the need for a very agile talent and work model. So, we now pretty much have empirical multi-month proof that most people can work effectively from anywhere. And I think, therefore, this provides a unique opportunity for HR teams everywhere. The talent pool has suddenly become deeper and wider than ever before. And I think this will have pretty profound impact on the way we attract, the way we engage, and the way we develop talent going forward. So I think, this will have some pretty clear implications on the way talent is looked at going forward.
Okay. Now, coming to, team setting at a workplace, of course, since there is still a hybrid and work from anywhere sort of a model that is being followed, what could be some of the challenges, of dealing with a cross-cultural team in such a setting?
Look, I have to say the biggest concern here is going to be culture. How do we preserve our culture in a hybrid work environment? As we continue to move through these evolving times, our 60,000 feet view is that experience is at the heart of that culture, okay? Today, the workforce expects meaningful employee experiences that are highly personalized, that are responsive to their needs, and constantly improving. And we need to engage employees across shared values and behaviors. So, earlier this year, we re-articulated our purpose. As an example, in Genpact, we re-articulated our purpose. And we identified it as the relentless pursuit of a world that works better for people. This guides us and communicates our values across the business, across our clients, partners, and community. So to all our stakeholders, it kind of, it is the North Star to which we navigate. And that then helps lay out all the other processes because, the purpose is a lot more permanent than other changing needs of business. So, that works well for us. The second thing I would say is that we must start treating employees as customers. Businesses need to devote similar effort, similar investment in technologies, in analytics, in research for internal initiatives, as we do for external ones to improve the overall employee experience. So the term we use internally is customer-grade employee experience. And we believe that is going to become really, really important.
But, we have now that there is a remote working setting that everyone's been following. Of course, we are talking about things like Zoom fatigue and other things. But how do you actually gauge your employee sentiments when interactions are mostly digital?
So that's a great question, Saraswati. Look, I think, just to amplify your question, I'd say the challenge is that in today's context, employee emotions are less visible, which makes building trust harder. Employees also have less opportunities for social learning that comes with the interaction, or the lack of interaction, if you will, or the joint stories that shape the culture of the team, that enhance the overall performance, that build familiarity and loyalty with the organization. And therefore, to your point, the pandemic has created the need for employees to be better connected and for those insights to be real time. Now, let's, you know, how are organizations traditionally doing this? You know, engagement surveys with a standard set of questions executed at a point of time. And therefore, they're unable to capture real-time employee sentiment. And as an example, one of the key technology tools that has turned out to be a wonderful source of insights for us is our digital chatbot, which we call Amber, which enables us to capture employee sentiment real time. So, you know, just a little bit on how that works. It reaches out to all employees multiple times through the year, okay, not just once, to capture their immediate concerns. And then it has the ability to forward this information, all driven by technology, to the relevant manager or to HR to stimulate help for the employees and resolve the issues. So how did we use this? I'll give you an example. In quarter two of 2020, Amber told us that employees are specifically asking for more empathy in the way we deal with their challenges. And based on that feedback, we then created a bunch of initiatives, you know, 24/7 helplines for employees, internal employee communities where they could share and learn remote working tips, amped up regular connects through our CEO town halls, daily huddles, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's one example of how the pace of change was significantly accelerated during the pandemic. And, you know, we leveraged technology to incorporate what we did.
So then this way, you know, technology is kind of playing a very big role in bridging the gap.
It's massive. It's, you know, one is the pandemic has dramatically accelerated the pace at which technology is being adapted. And this is across the full hire to retire processes. The second thing is, I think it's created a massive need, Saraswati, for the linkage between various systems and processes and insights. You know, so if you think about the virtuous circle, it's not only about technology on its own, right? It's about technology, process, inputs that you're getting from employees, insights that you're getting, and then how you make this whole process work in a virtuous cycle becomes really important.
Also, you know, an allied issue that has come into the fore with remote setting and with the hybrid workforce is the whole concept of work-life balance. Of course, you know, when we regularly used to go to office, it would be something like a 9-to-5, 9-to-6, and you come back and probably you still have some time for yourselves. But now, you know, the whole line between work and what is your personal life is kind of getting blurred. So what is it that, you know, is work-life balance also a part of the setting?
Yeah, spot on. I mean, you know, responsibilities at home have changed and increased a lot. Children are at home, housework to be done, elderly parents in some cases, you know, multiple roles that all of us play at home and at work. And to your point, the lines have become very gray, and it becomes really important to balance that in the absence of physical barriers like the office space and the home space. The sense of living at work is kind of now all over the place. Equally important in this setting is that each individual has her or his own approach to this. And we cannot have a cookie cutter view, you know, so the answer lies in empathy to figure for each person the choices that they want to make and then enabling it through the tools and processes that have been created. So, you know, whether it's choices on what shift, what type of role, mental well-being, more open conversations, setting the tone top down. You know, I have to say this is huge and it's an incredible change for the corporate world at large. But the temptation that must be resisted is to create one approach, assuming that everyone's definition of work-life balance is exactly the same. You know, that is a huge temptation that must be avoided.
So just one last question from my side on the view of Genpact. So on the work-life balance bit, what is it that you're doing to kind of probably, you know, help employees take some time off personally? Of course, work will be there as usual.
Yeah. So look, as an employee, as an employer of over 100,000 people, you know, we set ourselves a very clear goal at the beginning when the pandemic happened, which is that number one, 100% focus on the health and well-being of our employees, both physically and mentally. And secondly, to continue to meet our client needs. So a very clear articulation from the leadership at the onset of the pandemic helped first set the vision and the direction for the rest of the organization. I think that was a very important articulation. And then, to support our teams working from anywhere, we continue to emphasize how employee health and wellness has always been critical to us as an organization. So, some of the specific initiatives that we put in place were a 24/7 wellness help desk with trained psychologists to address emotional needs of employees, access to meditation and wellness mental well-being app called Headspace, which was made available to all our employees across the globe. Global webinars for employees with our chief medical officer and trained psychologists on topics that ranged from emotional well-being and anxiety to physical fitness during the lockdown. Networking sessions with external experts on, for example, parenting, on how to take care for the elderly, the importance of caring for yourself, the importance of building emotional resilience. And the turnout for these sessions, I'm happy to share, was terrific. Employees loved the opportunity to connect. And then obviously, you know, we made sure that all the other forums like, our intranet was fully updated on with tips on how to stay safe, links to government information, so on and so forth. Additionally, we made sure that our, we have a mobile app for the company, G Social Go. So that provided lots and lots of information to employees on their mobile devices. So, you know, a bunch of things like that. The belief was that culture gets defined on the front lines by how we behave when we are tested. And in the face of this test of a magnitude that we could not have envisioned just 18 months back, we were very proud and continue to be very proud of the empathy, the compassion, and the agility and dedication with which our teams responded around the world and continue to do.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Thank you so much for those insights.
You're welcome. Pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
With that, it's a wrap in today's episode of FutureWise. I'm sure our listeners would have gained a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you want us to cover any topics or have any comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.